This is our song,
I
baby.
I hate this song.
About 4 years ago?
Twice you made me do it.
We did it down at DJ's.
We did it at DJ's.
And we did it at the Giant pregame.
Yeah, was it Reds?
Reds, one of the great restaurants in New Jersey, right across from MetLife. Yep, and great people there. Doug and his gang at Reds do a great job. Great place to have a drink and some wings before a game or a concert, for sure. Yeah, I played drums.
Yes.
And you sang.
Yes.
Yeah, we had like 7,000 people there watching you sing.
Yeah.
As my memory serves, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was
great.
Yeah,
then we spanked the pig. It was great. Yeah,
but it was like supposed to be a Beatles song. Then I got that song sprung on me. I'm in the corner trying to read the lyrics and remember it. And then what really screwed me over was at DJ's.
Yeah.
We did Come Together by the Beatles.
Okay.
Was the song I sang.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
great. Went great. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, Craig wants to play the drums. One more song. And you sprung this one on me again.
I don't remember
And
that.
I'd forgotten all the lyrics. And I'm like, oh. I know. Hey, let me light your candle because of mama. That's all I know. Like,
yeah,
funny.
You did the hook.
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah, it was
what
funny.
I remember about that was at one point I was playing the drums and you weren't singing to whatever song it was.
Right.
And I forget the name of the band, the Long Island band. They're like a really good cover band.
Yeah.
The guy screeches a little bit, but what the heck's the name of that? Whatever they're called. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the bigger guy.
Yeah, He was like Idol for a small run. Mm-hmm. In any event, I never forget, like I'm playing the drums and Evan's just watching me. Mm-hmm. And the guy sings, Craig's playing the drums. And Evan's just watching Craig play the drums.
That's right, yeah.
Anyhow, I think, are we going back to DJs from Memorial Day? I'd like to. I know the owner passed away, dear friend of mine.
Oh, he did?
But they're still doing a great job. Mm. Yeah, it'd be great. I would sign up for that.
Yeah, I mean, I would be. I think this year was just the morning show.
Yeah, Evan and Tiki didn't go last year, but like we only do DJs because when I came back 4 years ago,
you made a promise.
I said that was the only place I would do our first live remote because they were very good to me when I got in trouble. So I say the same thing. And by the way, Headliners is closed anyway. I was a dump. So it'd be great to go back to DJs for Memorial Day.
Count me in.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Here's Jimmy in North Haldon. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Jimmy?
How about this one, right?
What?
What's up, guys? Great, best show on the planet. Anyway,
thank you.
how about Mike Tomlin going to the Giants, right?
Hey, Jimmy, can you do me a solid, a favor real quick? Can you say, I flipped it for real?
Say it again?
Can you say, I flipped it for real?
I flipped there for real.
Oh, that's so close.
A little bit.
Isn't it close?
Yeah, a little bit.
Faster than I had it.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. All right.
What did you sound like?
Usual Suspects. Kaiser Sunset. All good.
Yeah. I've been there.
Benicio Del Toro.
I've been there for real.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jimmy.
All right. So we got Mike Tomlin going to the Giants, right? Under one condition. He brings Aaron Rodgers to the Giants for 1 year. Jack Lazarus. Now
see, I'll do you better. Look, Mike Tomlin's taking a year off it by the current reports.
That Tomlin's
Jordan's going to come in studio in about 10 minutes, so he'll give us the real skinny on it. So it's just good timing for us that he's coming in.
Yeah.
You and I were just talking during the break, and you know, it's a much better idea, and the idea involves the Jets. The New York Jets are committed to Aaron Glenn coming back. That decision has already been made. So the New York Jets also don't have a current quarterback. I'm not sure if they've soured on Dante Moore or not, or you know who they're going to pick number two, but they're going to get a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a gambling man, I'm not, but if you were, you might say, all right, I can't see the Jets being a really good team next year based on the current talent,
right?
Even if they get the quarterback right. So if Mike Tomlin's going to step away from football for a full year, do TV or do nothing, doesn't matter. If I'm the Jets, I go back to playing chess again. So Aaron Glenn comes back for year two. I know in my heart we're going to struggle. Whether we get the right quarterback or not, we're not winning 9, 10, 11, 12 games. I don't think that's happening for the New York Jets. So what do? Year two of Aaron Glenn. Nobody can accuse you of jumping the gun or not giving him a chance to do what he and Gant Campbell did in Detroit in year two, which was resurrect the turnaround the Lions. So maybe you want to give him that because he's lived through that. I can buy that. I don't agree with it, but I can accept it. And then when he fails miserably in year two, now you are sitting there with a proven quarterback going into year two. Mike Tomlin is refreshed. He wants to come to New York. Everybody wins. You get Harbaugh this year. I get Tomlin next year. Kumbaya.
And new rivals back together again in New York. That'd be great. And the Jets have to do it.
That's the answer.
The Jets have to do it. If Mike Tomlin takes 1 year off and wants to come back to coaching, which I don't know. Like these guys, his predecessor took 1 year off and then it became 19. Right? We never saw Bill Cowher again coaching or walking an NFL sideline. When you get away from it, we'll see how he likes it. But if he wants to come back, the Jets have to do whatever they can.
Am I wrong? Was his last game the Super Bowl? Or did he coach after that?
Yeah, no, I think his last game was the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl, and that was it. Here's a statement from Mike Tomlin. After much thought and reflection, I've decided to step down as head coach of the Steelers. Organization has been a huge part of my life for many years. An absolute honor to lead this team. Deeply grateful to Art Rooney II and late Ambassador Rooney for their trust and support. I want to thank Steelers Nation. Your passion, loyalty, and high expectations represent what makes this franchise truly special. While this chapter comes to a close, my respect and love for the Steelers will never change. I'm excited for what the future holds for this organization, and I'll forever be grateful for my time coaching in Pittsburgh. That is classy. Mm-hmm. He said absolutely nothing
about
about his future, but the reports thus far are that he might step away from football and take a year off. Mike Vrabel did the same thing, came back great success with a year two quarterback in Drake May. So there's a blueprint for how this could work selfishly for the New York Jets. Draft the right quarterback this year, have another bad or losing season, and then go to Mike Tomlin with the Brinks truck and say, 20 million, full personnel, 10 million for your staff, you're done, you're
show.
A Jet.
Yep.
So it's right there.
That's the plan.
And by the way, if it happens that way where he does take the year off, I want to be very clear about this. I don't want to hear any other names. I don't want to hear, what about Rex Ryan? You know, what about, this guy or that guy?
Yeah.
He becomes, for me, what Harbaugh is for you.
Totally agree. He's the only guy I would want, but there is the other thing of him still being under contract with
Stop
Pittsburgh.
That. You're muddying the water.
I'm not. They might
when
have to trade for
out,
him.
When we find out, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, but you might have to trade for him.
Not today.
No, I understand
so
that.
So stop muddying the water in my dream.
I'm not muddying the water
you're
in your dream.
Killer.
No, I'm not. Go trade for him.
I got to wait a year.
I understand
So you're killing my dream.
I'm not killing
and
dreams.
My vibe, it's like I'm 13 again and my mom just walked in the room. Like, what's this sock hanging on the door, Mom, if you're not going to respect it? Huh? How about knock first?
I didn't see the sock.
Yeah.
You put a sock on the
door? The sock is right there.
No, I'm just telling you that you have to trade for him. That's
you're
it.
You're muddying.
I'm not muddying the
right now, don't have to trade for him.
I'm showing you that the waters are muddied. That's not the same thing as muddying them
Trust
myself.
Me, the Rooney family does the right thing all the time. All the time. Not some of the time. So let me dream the impossible dream. And if it happens that a year from now, the Steelers are like, we need a third-round draft pick. You and I, if I'm still here, will deal with it. Not today, Ace.
All right.
Not today.
I'm just acknowledging that would be part of it.
Not today.
All right.
Don't try to get the last word in. And I see what you're doing. All right, fine, Craig. But I see what you're doing over
just
there.
Just saying.
You're very pervasive.
Okay.
Persuasive.
Yeah.
Not pervasive.
I'm not.
You're persuasive.
I'm persuasive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Persuasive.
Persuasive.
There you
not
go.
Not pervasive.
All right. Again. I don't know if that was on air or just in my ear. That was just in my ear. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. Oh, he said good. Something? I thought you were mocking me.
He said you're perverted.
Oh, I'm perverted.
That's what he said, yeah. Which is why I'm glad he didn't say it on the air. Here's Diego. Diego's in East Meadow. What's cooking, Diego?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Craig, it's really been bothering me for something. I don't think C-Mac is what you call a Giants fan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yankee shill, mm-hmm. yes.
Yes, 100%.
Defender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But C-Mac admitted on his first or second Saturday show that he is coaching like a peewee football team. But
that's great.
He took it a little too far. He bought a whole set of Kelly Green Eagles attire. And he's doing the cheer on
wait
the weekend.
A minute. What is
you
this?
You have to strip him of his fandom immediately.
Yeah. Diego, I'm going to have my spies go up to Orange County, which is the kidnap capital of the world, as you know. And I'm going to have someone with a camera out there seeing if that flag football league starts up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he's out there going, come on now, kids, EAGLES Eagles.
That's just
is that factual?
Patently false.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you coaching your kids flag football?
I coached his flag football, and it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they were the Eagles. Actually, no. And then, I'm sorry.
Okay.
2 years ago, my oldest son was the Eagles. This year, my younger son was the Eagles.
So what do you say that's inaccurate?
That I have them go Eagles or that I went out
and bought. It would seem that's what you would do if you're coaching the Eagles.
No, we don't say anything.
Come
Eagles.
On, kids. Let's go.
No. Eagles. I wouldn't even do that. And the idea that I went out and bought nothing but Kelly color green.
Well,
I wore the jersey that they provided for the coaches.
Was it an NFL Play 60 jersey?
Yeah, it's like one of those.
So it's a green one.
And it says Eagles on it.
It says Eagles on it.
Yes.
And you got to wear it.
Yes.
And you did.
I did.
Proudly.
Yes.
Loved it.
I'm coaching my son's team. Yes.
Could have worn a corset.
We're not Eagles fans.
Could have gone QZ. Hide the jersey a little bit.
I wore one.
And nobody took a picture of you?
There's probably a picture. And then I had the Dolphins one. I was wearing the Dolphins this year.
What?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Benedict Arnold.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
For my children, Craig?
No. Your
For my children?
Your children can wear.
Yes, I can wear
my
it.
Children
I'm the coach.
Eat and play.
Right. Exactly right. So, yes, I am a Giants fan who. You know, I
Fair
had to
enough.
Wear Eagles for I'll flag
this.
Football.
I'm so happy I'm working with someone who gets every movie reference I put out there. Because as much as I adore Evan Roberts, I adore him. Anytime I drop a movie line, he'd look at me dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm still kicking myself for getting the Hyman Roth name wrong, though. I'm still
That's
kicking
right.
myself
Nobody,
for that
never
one.
Never heard him. But I think you're thinking football. You said Heisman. It's
yeah, yeah. He has no idea. No, he is completely... Inept. Any sort of
right, so,
cultural.
Good news. Jordan Schultz is one of the best NFL insiders on the planet. And a buddy of mine is here. So let's take a quick break. Have Jordan come in and give us the latest on Mike Tomlin. The latest for you Giant fans on Harbaugh. And are we going to see Brian Daboll back in the NFL as a coach, not as a coordinator? That's coming up right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.